This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed it in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. New figures released today by the Chinese government show the world's second-largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago, and a significant increase from the 9.4% figure posted in August. Analysts say the rise in exports was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear and other medical supplies to curb the spread of COVID-19. President Donald Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night. It was his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
I'm not going to raise taxes on anyone. One thing with me, the nice part. I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's Democratic opponent Joe Biden was in Toledo, Ohio, hoping to turn a red state blue.
Anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year, if you make more than $400,000, beep your horn because you're going to get a tax raise. Well, I'm going to raise your tax slightly if you're making over $400,000. But look, you're not going to pay a penny more.
This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has made a rare public visit to the coastal province of Latakia, where he toured areas that suffered heavy damage in last week's wildfires that killed three people, according to state media today. Assad's public visit to areas around Syria have been rare since the country's conflict began in March of 2011. The conflict has killed nearly 400,000 and displaced half of Syria's population, including more than 5 million who became refugees, mostly in neighboring countries. A late-stage study of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine candidate has been paused while the company investigates whether a study participant's unexplained illness is related to the shot. The company said in a statement on Monday evening that illnesses, accidents, and other so-called adverse effects are an expected part of a large clinical study. Its physicians and a safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness. The pause is at least the second such hold to occur among several vaccines that have reached large-scale final tests in the U.S. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, but Democrats are using this week's hearings to argue she should not get there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Opening statement to the Senate Judiciary panel, Barrett said the High Court's role is not to solve every problem, but rather to interpret the Constitution and laws as written.
The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people.
Democrats are using the hearings to brand Barrett a threat to the Affordable Care Act, with the Supreme Court set to hear a challenge to the law a week after the election. Vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says Republicans have not been able to scrap it in Congress.
So now they are trying to bypass the will of the voters and have the Supreme Court do their dirty work.
One Republican senator called that outrageous. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An anti-corruption watchdog ranks the United States and the United Kingdom as the largest exporters most active at enforcing rules meant to prohibit companies from paying bribes in foreign markets, but says many others are doing next to nothing. Transparency International said today that China, the world's largest exporter, was found to conduct little or no enforcement of foreign bribery. That category also includes India, Japan, and Korea. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.